Now for our community connection for Tuesday, September 9th, from the Chamber of Commerce, I have Sarah Lundquist in. How are you?
Pretty good. I made it before the rain, so that's good.
Yeah, I know. It is. It is looking dark out
it
there.
It looks pretty dark.
For sure. Well, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks, so I just wanted to check in with you. And what are we talking about today? What has the Chamber got going on?
The Chamber has a lot going on, so I had to make a list because I thought I'm not going to rely on memory here.
I wouldn't ever be able to do that.
So, first thing, you've probably heard a lot of Prairie Harvest Fest. It's getting closer and closer. The Chamber's involvement in that is the parade. And so the parade sign up ends on Friday. So if you have been thinking about it or thinking about maybe getting a float together or something like that, time to make those concrete plans and get registered. If you go on our Facebook page, I do have the link to register on a Google form for that parade. Otherwise, give me a call or an email later, and I can always get you signed up for that parade. And it's going to be a great weekend. I'm just putting that out there, and a great parade. Great full weekend full of stuff. So get signed up for the Prairie Harvest Fest parade today. So that ends on Friday. Next thing we are doing is the second annual chili cook-off for the Chamber. It will be October 10th. It's going to be at the Eagles. And that is a Friday night. It is a away game for our Tiger football, so we'll be live streaming the football game at the Eagles during our chili cook-off. So if you are a Chamber member and you think, boy, one of my employees has darn good chili, get signed up today. Absolutely free to be part of this. The public, we want to fill the Eagles and try the chili, vote for their favorites, and then two businesses will have the honor of having the Judge's Choice and People's Choice trophies that they can have in their business for the next year. So I just had to go collect the Hudson Inn. They were the Judge's Choice last year, and If Wishes Were Horses was People's Choice. So maybe they'll win them back, or maybe someone else will get them this year. So make sure to get that on your calendar, October 10th. Something new this year is Trick or Treat with the businesses. Each business will let me know if they want to be part of it. So if you are a business in town, you want trick-or-treaters, stop by, you see their costumes, you'll have some candy for them, let me know, and then I am going to make a flyer up that will have all those businesses that are welcoming kids in that day, and that will be up. So if you are a business that wants to participate, let me know, and if you are one with little kids or grandkids that are going to be out trick-or-treating, look for that flyer coming up probably the beginning of October or so, and that will have all those different businesses you can stop at and visit and see. A nice way to do it, and when it's still daylight, and going in those places you trust.